Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, podcast host, friend, community, human being, ready to give you the best of what I've learned, earned, and returned in the past 20 years of being in this beautiful self-help industry, psychology, of studying psychology, emotional fitness, spirituality, philosophy, spirituality, all these great things that culminate into what it means to be a human being living on this planet and having access to all of our capacities and potentialities. So ultimately, you can claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. And through that all, as you live, as you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your widest passions, guess what? You can live more happily, more energetically, more powerfully, more purposefully, more passionately, and more meaningfully. And the ultimate meaning would be then to share that with others so you can contribute all that you've learned, earned, and so you can return it to the rest of the world. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. Whether you're listening to this at home or in your car, passively or actively, we honor you for listening to this and taking the time out of your day to listen to something powerful, positive, and pure, because that's what I want to give to you. That's what the show is all about, giving you positive energy, providing some insights, philosophies, wisdom of both the most esoteric kind as well as the most simplistic kind as well, but not denying the dark side as well of life that we must honor too as well. Okay, so thank you for joining us. And Cameron, what's going on, my power partner in crime and in rhyme? What's up, man?
Not much. Recently moved.
He's recently
settled
moved.
In. I missed like 5 episodes. I've been like silent for a while. But yeah, I'm back. I'm ready. I have a fresh new space to do my work. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the future of the show. You and I have been talking a lot about how we want to take this to the next level and how we want to include people more. And,
yes.
And I don't know. I have many different avenues to serve and to get this information out there and to empower people. So really looking forward to it, honestly.
Well, it is this I'm gonna be honest with you, I could have learned this stuff, but I'd rather have someone like you who's more tech savvy join with me in this journey, because it's never about you and I. It's about the big I, the capital I, all of us, which we're all connected. And if we don't allow other eyes into our world and we create a we or a team, you know what, we could create success on our own, we can win awards on our own, but it's ultimately who we share it with and the friendships and the relationships that grow out of that building and creating and designing of businesses, of art, of music, of books, of whatever. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't want to do this on my own. I want to do this with people so we can share in this experience and upgrade the world and reach that tipping point where people are really getting this feeling that the vibrations are raising, because people like you and I and the rest of the people who are listening to the show are raising the vibrations in their homes and the communities, and we're going to literally ignite the world on fire. So, man,
with the amount of people that have spoken to me about the show too. Mm-hmm. It gets around. People kind of tune in and they're silent. They don't comment or anything, but they do watch and they do get some sort of something from it. And the greatest part is that all of those things are ripples.
Yeah.
And it'll change the entire course of their life. It's like, do I go right or do I go left? Both completely change your destiny. So it's cool that no matter how large or how many people we have impacting, you know, when it comes to the podcast, how many people are listening, it still creates a massive, massive ripple. And I remember one person put it this way. They were like, in your lifetime, you're going to know probably 150 people on average, close enough to know their name and, you know, get to know them a little. And those 150 people each are going to know 150 people. And if you take away mutual friends, I think it's like 3 or 4 generations down and you've affected the entire planet.
Yeah.
Like, cause it just multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Obviously there's mutual friends and like mutual relationships and stuff like that. Yeah, but really it does multiply that quickly. You know, it's a big world, but it's also such a small world in a weird way.
Yes.
So kind of
got it. Amen, brother. Well, I know for myself, I do this show. I do what I do as an author, as a speaker, as a life coach, as a personal trainer. as a podcast host, and I sing and I play because I love it. I believe this is what I was put on this planet for. I believe this was my purpose. I believe is that this is a part of my evolution to help people that are impoverished mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, people that are struggling through tough times, people that want to take their life to the next level in terms of success, in terms of relationships, in terms of fulfillment and meaning. And I'm certainly not the person that is godlike in any stretch of the imagination, but I can tell you right now, I do work harder on myself than anything that I do on a daily basis, whether it be, so the harder I work on myself, the more equipped and armed I can be to work on my relationship with my wife, my kids, my clients, my ability to speak, my ability to authenticate and articulate the message I want to bring to this world of hope, of faith, of love, of kindness, of compassion, of personal empowerment, that you can claim your power. It is absolutely available. You can change the course of your life through listening, through podcasts like this. That's how I started my journey, listening through audios 20 years ago, reading books, attending seminars, contemplation, meditation, prayer, and really digging deep down and getting my coaching and getting the mentorship and whatever it took to become a better human being. So this is what we're here to do. So as we kind of transfer into the subject matter of the show, this particular show, I'm not sure how you named it, the Cam, but I think it's something like, make sure you be the one to create your day and don't let your day create you. And what I mean by that is this: you could have a plan for your day and you could say, okay, I intend to make this day an amazing day, and I intend to do my to-do list. I intend to have a great day at work. I intend to spend more time with my kids. But then something abruptly hits you. Something abruptly hits you and then throws you off course. And then you go, oh, because this bad thing happened, it destroys the rest of my day. And I allow that particular something, whether it be someone texted me something or some bad news, and it ruins my whole day. I remember Zig Ziglar. Yes, that is his name for you, those of you who don't know who he is. He was saying that he was at an airport and he was in a line, and the woman was there and she said, oh, your flight has been canceled. And he said, fantastic. And she goes, no, I just told you your flight has been canceled and you're saying fantastic. He said, yeah. And he basically gave a positive response and saying, you know what? There's only three reasons why a plane would be canceled. Number one, there's something wrong up there. Number two, there's something wrong with the person flying the plane, or there's something wrong with the plane. So I don't want to be anywhere on that plane if there's those three things are happening. So I'd rather be down in this airport. And plus, I've never seen this airport. I can walk around. I can get some work done. And he actually responded that. And his brilliant response to that was, she can cancel my flight, but she cannot cancel my day. And it comes back to not if you react to life, it's how you respond to life. Remember, 10% of things that happen to you might be life-driven, but it's ultimately 9% of life is how you respond to what happens. And that's what I mean by creating your day, by setting it up so that, yeah, things can happen and things will happen, inevitably happen, that you cannot control. And I remember even hearing, I know a lot of people who love Tony Robbins. I remember him doing Date with Destiny in his early career. And someone, I guess his CEO, went up to him and told him that he was going bankrupt right before he went on stage. And it was like, oh my, are you kidding me? I'm going bankrupt. And he was like, okay, I think you should cancel the event. And he's like, no, I'm here to serve these people. And he literally had to shut that off and crank out for hours, days to serve the people around him when he got the worst news of his business is going to go bankrupt. Can you imagine having to go out there and do that? Sometimes you just need to just like turn those things off and move on and then deal with what needs to be dealt with at an appropriate time. There's times we need to deal with it. And I certainly am working on that myself. There's certain things in my life where business starts to slow down. I'm an entrepreneur where business might be booming and cranking, but then all of a sudden business will be slow. And I sometimes hesitate, but I go, no, where's the opportunity here? I ask myself powerful questions and ask myself, where's the opportunity? I can work on my book. I can work on my podcast. I have more time to spend time with my kids. In the summer, in August, that's usually when my business is the slowest. Usually August, when people, first long weekend of August, second long weekend, or sorry, the Labor Day weekend, and people want to go away right before they go back to school and they go full tilt at school or at work and their kids are back at work or school. And it's really slow. And I anticipate that. And there are times when I was getting a little bit bored, but I said, you know what? My kids are home. This is an opportunity to really connect with my kids. So I shifted or reframed my experience as, oh, my business is slow, to my business slow equals more time with my kids, more time to really connect with my children, more time to work on relaxation, prayer, meditation, to connect with God, right? To spend time with my wife, to take her out to dinner and go on a nice date, not have to worry about, oh, I got to be home, honey, for work or whatever it might be. And I spent years kind of mastering that. So someone might cancel your appointment, but make sure you create that, you don't allow it to cancel your day. Someone might cancel, you know, a subscription or your business might slow down, but they can't cancel your ability to respond. And that's what I mean by that. So learning to break those sort of patterns that we unconsciously indulge in that dissipate our ability to actually move forward. So when we hear bad news, oh, our whole day is gone. I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that when bad news comes, like if someone died in your family, that happened to me last year. I was going to a dentist, and I've talked about this before, and I got a phone call from my mom, and I just certainly didn't expect this. She didn't sound right, so I went to the dental appointment. I said, there's an emergency. I think that I have this feeling something wrong with my mom. What drove her to her home, I did not expect that to happen, to see her lying there gasping for her air, and that rocked my world. It truly rocked my world. And I spent the whole day at the hospital with my wife and my family, and it was a really rough day. And I remember going to sleep that night, trying to go to sleep. And I woke up, and my client's going to attest to this. I still woke up the next morning. I still prayed. I still worked out. I still met with some clients, because I know for me, and that's how I grieve for things, is that if I can somehow, I know there's time for grieving and alone time. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to do what I do, but I find healing in the serving of others and talking about it with others. I do find healing in that. I'm not denying that. I went through my own grief work and all that stuff, but sitting at home is not how I do it. But what I'm saying is this, I know my mom would have told me, Anthony, I'm fine. I'm in heaven. There's no pain. There's no suffering. Go on with your life. Go continue to serve people. You're going to grieve. But I decided my mom would want me to still continue on what I'm doing, and I'm doing it to this day, and I continue to live this life. And so I learned that through the tough times and tough struggles that I've gone through in my life. And so tough times do happen, but it's tough people that last. And tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I'm here to tell you with total congruency with every fiber of my being that bad thing, anticipating that bad things will happen is a good thing. But also know that you don't have to respond with total angst and fear and anxiety. That's a choice. That truly is a choice. You don't have to be a victim and indulge in that. Any words there? Any comments there, Cam? And by the way, Queen, thank you for joining us. And who was the other person that was joining us? Ed, what's up, man? Yeah, Instagram. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, you covered a lot of points. You always do, and I want to like chime in and ask more about a certain point, but then you'll already be two steps ahead, and I'm, okay. And I'm thinking like, oh, what were we talking about? But yeah, so you talked about this guy who looked at the bright side of his plane being canceled,
yes,
and making
yes.
the choice, like there's two things I could do. I can be upset about it, or I could find a way to enjoy myself.
Yes,
either
yes.
way, the plane's canceled, you know.
Exactly.
To me, it's like people who are stuck in traffic and they need to get back somewhere, and it's like
they're
raging. They're absolutely just so upset with everybody. They're honking like crazy. Yeah. It's like whether you honk your horn and yell or you don't, chances are you'll be there at the same exact time.
Yes.
Yep. Like the traffic has nothing
arrive.
To do. Yeah. Yeah. So. There's two scenarios. There's one where the person wakes up in the morning, fresh new day, and they don't think about anything. They just kind of get up, they brush their teeth, they make their coffee. They start thinking about the trials of yesterday, the problems of yesterday, and what's going to happen that day, and like, ugh, can't wait to get back home so I could do this, and blah, blah, blah. Just on default, almost, you know?
Yeah.
And what that does is, you know, you're probably going to react poorly to bad traffic or somebody screwing up on your order or somebody cutting you off or something you see on social media or whatever. You're probably going to react pretty badly.
Yeah.
Or basically you gain this negative momentum.
Yes.
Because I don't know about anybody else, but it seems like this world is just full of... I'm not being a pessimist here, but there's just a ton of chances to be upset about stuff. There's just a ton of chances and opportunities for you to be angry or upset or annoyed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like that's the default for most people. Because, I mean, when most of society is upset and stressed and in a hurry, then chances are you're probably going to be the same if you don't take control of yourself.
Yes,
so, 100%. I guess my question was those two things, the one who gains all this negative momentum and gets in this pattern, and how do you remember to shake yourself out of that? Because there are moments in my life where I'll be like, oh, duh. Like I should have caught it in the early stages because the moment the momentum builds, it gets harder and harder to break your pattern and to decide like, okay, right now I'm going to look at the bright side of this plane getting canceled, you know?
Oh, okay. So there's one thing that I'm reminded of as you asked that question. It's because it's actually a physiological response to stimulus. And if you perceive something as so bad, you're that literally survival instinct, it's like actually embedded in our physiological, like physiology. It's a survival mechanism built over millions and millions of years that we perceive it as something fearful that's going to threaten our life. And that literally turns off the wise part of our brain, the prefrontal cortex, and then turns on cranks up the amygdala, which then cranks up the fear. Do I fight or flight? And so then the wise mind is turned off. So how do you turn that off? It's a lot harder than you think, because you then go on autopilot because you're in a fear response mode. You either fight it or you flight it, or you freeze, or another one of the third F is freeze. And so one of the best ways to train yourself to actually sort of not go to default mechanism of fight or flight into survival mode is to train yourself on a consistent basis to go into blissful calm and loving modes through meditation and prayer and contemplation and reading positive books and listening to podcasts like these. So you're reminded, you're feeding your brain positive energy, loving energy, you're meditating, you're praying. I mean, I do meditation an hour every day in the morning. And I've trained my mind to be aware of what's triggering me so I can literally cut it off. Or I'm training my brain and my body and my heart so much that things don't bother me as much, because now my default mechanism is peace and serenity or love and kindness, rather than always looking for a sniper on the roof. So it's what you do ahead of time prior to the actual stimulus that's making you, or you perceive to be making you, respond in a fearful way or react in a fearful way. But to answer your question from a how do I do it immediately? It's awareness. Just actually watch yourself. But to go into it, you're like, oh, there I go again. I actually sometimes do that. There I go again. There's my Anthony thing again. And I laugh at myself, and that breaks my pattern too. There I go again, telling myself I'm not good enough. Oh, that's nice there, inner cynic. Thank you very much. And I talk to that part of me and I engage in a conversation. It's like doing a little bit of shadow work, talking to that inner cynic, talking to that ego of yours and going, hey, I need you to support me here. I appreciate the support. And here's the other question. Here's a third little rule that I use. Ask yourself the question, what virtue can I deploy that I need to learn that is perfect for this situation? So if you're stuck in traffic and you need to get home and you're going to be late, ask yourself the question, what virtue do I need to learn to deploy so I can learn something, particularly that I can learn from this particular situation? So in that case, patience maybe. I need to learn to be more patient. Or maybe the lesson is to leave earlier and to manage your time better. Is that not a good lesson? Or to learn to detach and let go. Those are amazing virtues. When fear shows up and you're about to public speak and you feel like you can't do it, what's the virtue you need to practice then? Courage. And you can't learn courage unless you push it against fear. Because fear is courage is not just simply doing the right thing. Courage is doing the right thing in the presence of fear. And that's what I'm saying. So when these times happen, it's a perfect time to actually practice a virtue. So three things there. Number one, meditation, prayer. Find a place where you can calm the mind so you can train the brain to actually be in a default mode of calmness and serenity and awareness. Number two, talk to yourself, laugh at yourself, break the pattern by noticing that there I go again, there goes my pattern, and sort of engage in conversation or dialogue with it. And then number three is, again, just practice a virtue. Like anytime I'm in a line, I'm like, I know someone actually, he was a priest. And I remember he was saying that he actually purposely goes to the longer line to practice patience. And I was like, that's amazing. Although that's a guy, I'm like, that's one way to do it. He goes, yeah, because how else are you going to learn patience unless you put yourself in an impatient situation? How can you learn calmness unless you put yourself in a position where it's not calm? That's when you really learn calmness, right? When things are going like a hurricane around you and you're remaining calm, that's the best time to practice calmness. When is the best time to practice kindness? When people aren't being so kind. Because it's easy to practice kindness when things are going well and people are kind to you. But can you practice kindness and compassion? And when people aren't being so kind and compassionate towards you, that's when you take your whole life to a new level. That's when you own yourself. That's when you can really claim your power. So hopefully that helps you guys on today's show of really being able to create your day and not let your day create you. Any last words there, Cam?
Yeah, as you were saying those three things,
yeah,
I noticed that there's one thing underneath all of it, and it's the obvious feeling and intention and conscious thought that you have to have, that you have to care about how you feel, not the story, not the the drama, nothing other than just care how you feel. Because why would you care about trying to change your state if you didn't care about how you feel?
Yes, yeah.
You gotta, amen. I don't know, people need to realize, I think, and so do I many times, is that at the end of the day, everything you want is a feeling. And success is feeling good. If what else is success? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you're saving the world but you feel like trash, then are you really, like, successful? I don't know. I think you have to start with yourself and start with saying that my number one priority in life, beginning now, is that I care about how I feel. That's it. So if I'm in traffic and the outside world is presenting itself in a way that upsets me, then I have to take a step back and say, what do I care about? Oh, yeah. How I feel. I don't care about traffic. I don't care if I get to work on time. I just care about how I feel. I think that right there sets up a great foundation for the three things that you mentioned.
Amen, brother. Cam, well done. You've become such a wise young man, man. It's amazing. It's hard to believe that I'm 20 years older than you, man. I can't wait to see you in 20 years where you take your life. So I now know why with further detail and depth that why we're in this journey together. So thank you for joining us on the show. To all the people listening to this podcast, make a comment. You know, listen to this on iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to hear from you, questions and any comments. And if you want to reach out, you can contact us through email, through the website, through the show directly. Okay. So to continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys.